This is Ozarks at Large. According to the Donald W. Reynolds Institute on Aging at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, falling is the number one reason for hospitalization for people over 65. Awareness of the risks associated with falls and methods of preventing falls are themes of Falls Prevention Awareness Day later this month. As a continuation of our series of conversations about age and health in conjunction with UAMS, we invited Jennifer Vincenzo, assistant professor and physical therapist at UAMS, and Nathan Jowers, a physical therapist and clinical manager for the UAMS Outpatient Therapy Clinic, to our studio. Jennifer says between 1 in 3 and 1 in 4 seniors will experience a fall this year. She says risk factors include weakness in the legs, balance issues, or even medicine.
Medications. So people on different medications or multiple medications. Some medications can increase dizziness or lightheadedness. So we recommend people have their physician or pharmacist look at those medications regularly to see if they can decrease or change them to decrease those fall risks. Foot problems also. So there's many different things that are an issue.
Are there any ways you mentioned talking to a pharmacist or a doctor, but are there other like physical or easier ways to decrease the chance of a fall?
Yeah, there's a lot of different interventions. So it could be a certain type of physical activity, increasing your strength, potentially getting your balance better, addressing the medications, vision. And those things can actually, just one of them can decrease somebody's fall risk up to 67%. Just doing something about it. Most of the time, people don't follow up on that, unfortunately.
What about just where someone might live or how you might live? I mean, are there, you know, I think of throw rugs or things
like
that. That's
a big deal. Actually, home safety. Throw rugs are a big thing. So having them secured down either with tape or not having them down at all. Getting an occupational or physical therapist to look at the home and recommend safety can really do a big service towards decreasing fall risk. No clutter. Handrails, rails in the bathroom and in the shower also decrease fall risk.
Well, Nathan, let's bring you in here because we just heard about therapists. And let's go to what local resources there are. Perhaps if you have fallen.
Exercise and activity is huge. There are multiple towns in the area that have senior centers. Many of those senior centers offer a combination of seated or even standing exercises that can be done in a group setting, which is good to help encourage folks to show up and do those activities. If someone needs more skilled care, one-on-one therapist assistant, they can do multiple therapy clinics in the area. Our clinic at UAMS, we have on-site occupational, physical, and speech therapy. So we can see folks from a varying degrees of need to address those various fall risks where you're working one-on-one with a therapist. We'll go through and perform functional testing so that we can then go back and compare the improvements that are made through therapy and also help to identify what parts of the balance of their physical function need improvement and really focus on those tasks.
Now, later this month, there is a screening for fall.
Correct. So the National Fall Prevention Day falls on
the first day of fall. Don't fall, y'all, right. On the first day of fall.
And so to go along with that, at our UAMS outpatient clinic, it's located at the old Washington Regional Hospital, and then at our new Schmieding location at the Schmieding Center in Springdale, as well as at our at the Pace Building, which is in Harbor Meadows. It's in conjunction with Washington Regional. We'll be hosting fall prevention screens. During those, we will have brochures for patients to do a self-assessment on their fall risk, looking at number of falls they've had in the past, their home environment, their medications. We will do three specific fall screens on them. We'll also take a look at their medications. We can do a quick vision screen, and we also look at their blood pressure to make sure it's not changing unexpectedly as they change position.
Becoming lightheaded or dizzy or something.
Correct.
So what else is involved in a screening? You mentioned that you can screen for three factors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are the main things that we're looking at. And those specific tests look at strength, the ability, for instance, to get in and out of a chair without using their hands. Strength is a huge component on maintaining balance. We'll also look at the ability to stand in various balanced positions. And that looks a little bit at the proprioceptive system, and that is basically how the nerves and joints communicate with the brain on your the body's position in space. And then along with the vision, looks at that as well.
Let's say someone doesn't measure up as well as they should on one of those risk factors. It's not too late, presumably, to better your strength, better your balance, or something that can make you less susceptible to falls?
Correct. And research is showing that strength gains, power gains, improvements in balance could be made for folks in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. And so, yes, it's not too late to
90s,
improve.
90s, 100s.
Yes. Yeah.
As many medical conditions physical therapists can work with and know how to work with safely to enable people to make improvements. But no matter what, everyone can improve on those things.
Do ladders pose a common risk with falls?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yes. And unfortunately, you know, people are used to using ladders, but they're a huge fall risk. And really what we recommend is people either have someone help them or move your stuff to a reachable area, because we do see a lot of people, young and old, who fall off ladders and have really severe injuries. And pets, too.
Right. Can be underfoot.
Yep. Yes. So just making sure those pets, you know where they are. Of course, we're not saying get rid of your pets, but well-trained, know where they are. Don't have them underfoot. Especially cats seem to be a big trip risk.
You mentioned, you know, senior centers and how they have everything from treadmills to organized events and things like that. Not everybody lives within a comfortable distance of one of those. If you're at home or in a rural setting, are there certain activities or exercises that can help?
Online, that Go for Life is one of them through the CDC, GO, the number 4, and then Life. They have recommended plans. They have videos. It's geared towards older adults. So even if you have a problem accessing those things, we recommend people go to the library, because usually there's a library somewhat nearby, or have a family or friend help you access those, either handouts, you can print them out, or you can see the videos online and they're available.
All right, people in their 30s, 40s, 50s might think, okay, we're not really talking to you, but behaviors in your 30s, 40s, and 50s can help you. Yes, as you go to your 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s?
Everything, yes. It shows the earlier and the more consistent you are with activity, the better you will do with your aging with a better quality of life, less problems, less medical issues, less physical issues.
You mentioned online. Later this month, you'll be part of a group on Twitter answering questions?
Yes. So, again, Fall Prevention Awareness Day happens every year on the first day of fall, and that's hosted by the National Council on Aging. So they have a lot of information online as well, which is ncoa.org. They'll be having a live Twitter chat September 24th, actually, not the first day of fall, the next one, from 12 to 1, and various experts will be on. I'll be representing the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapy on that, so we'll be answering questions from anyone live.
Jennifer Vincenzo is an assistant professor and physical therapist at UAMS, and Nathan Jowers is a physical therapist and clinical manager for the UAMS Outpatient Therapy Clinic. Jennifer says Arkansas, by the way, has the third highest percentage of people over 65 who experience a fall, about 35% annually, compared with a national average of about 28%. There will be fall prevention screenings on September 23rd at the UAMS Outpatient Clinic in Fayetteville, at the Schmieding Center in Springdale, and at the Pace Building in Harbor Meadows in Springdale. More about falls can be found at uamshealth.com.